Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, Greg, we are going to be talking about reunion tours. This summer is lousy with them. Some of them are good, some of them are not. When does a reunion work, and when doesn't it? We'll try to dive into that. But first, let's review some new music.
We took a vow in summertime, now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember.
That's a little bit of Harmony Hall, a track from the new Vampire Weekend album, Father of the Bride, the fourth Vampire Weekend studio album. It's first in 6 years. The last one came out in 2013. This quartet out of Columbia University in New York, circa 2006. Jim, remember the hype when that self-titled debut album came out in 2008?
It was unbearable.
The anticipation. Here's this new wavish indie rock band flirting with these world music rhythms on their debut record, topped by Ezra Koenig's English major lyrics. And we've had a couple of albums since then. They have grown from a much-hyped debut album into a major festival act. Contra came out in 2010, Modern Vampires of the City in 2013. They've been playing various festivals in the years since, and meanwhile working on this fourth studio album. It is finally out. Father of the Bride is here. Here is another track from it before we review it. It's called Married in a Gold Rush on Sound Opinions.
Something's happening in the country, and the government's to blame. We got married in a gold rush, and the rush has never felt the same. Shared a moment in a cafe, shared a kiss in pouring rain. We got married in a gold rush, and the sight of gold will always bring me pain. Say it loud. I just wanna go out tonight and make my baby proud. Boy, who's your baby?
Good.
If you don't know by now, there's two seats on the midnight train. The gold won't weigh us down.
That is Married in a Gold Rush by Vampire Weekend from its fourth album, Father of the Bride. Greg, Ezra Koenig and the boys have been describing it as their springtime album, their sunny album. At one point, he sings, "Presented with darkness, we turn to the light. Could have been smart, we're just unbearably bright."
Mm-hmm.
Unbearably bright. And they have been from day one. I've had serious problems with this band. Starting with Ezra's voice, it bugs me. Continuing with the lyrics, used to be Oxford commas and mansard roofs and horchata. And now he's name-dropping Diego Garcia and Keats and Yeats.
We go together like Keats and Yeats, bowls and plates, days and days.
God, I mean, it's sort of tongue-in-cheek, over-the-top pretension, but it's annoying nonetheless. You know, then there's the big cultural appropriation of Paul Simon's cultural appropriation of great South African rhythms. I went back to our previous reviews of Vampire Weekend Records. I said something nice about Contra. I do think this is one of the best rhythm sections in rock today, and live especially, much more so than on record, in some of those festival settings you were mentioning. I have had a good time to Vampire Weekend because it's impossible to resist those rhythms. The worst thing about this record is that it's all in one mid-tempo groove. It's as if Ezra has gotten tired of ripping off Graceland-era Paul Simon and now is like doing a little Graceland complete with the Soweto choirs, right? But mainly doing, Simon and Garfunkel without the Garfunkel harmonies. It's a folk record stuck in a mid-tempo groove. It's just like, I never want to have to listen to this record again. I resent you for wanting to even review it. I don't know who missed Vampire Weekend over the last 6 years, but I certainly didn't. You know, whatever they had, they gave us on the first two records. There is just no point for this band to exist in 2019.
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of fans out there who would totally disagree with you. I mean, they're a festival headlining band. They're one of the few rock bands.
See, but I see that as an insult,
festival
not
headline
a
and draw a big crowd, which is saying something in this era when rock is no longer on the ascent. You know, I think what's happening here is I'm hearing this as more of an Ezra Koenig solo record under the guise of Vampire Weekend. There's very much a sense that he's kind of the main guy in the band. I guess he always has been as the singer and lyricist and, you know, kind of driving engine musically. But as you said, Jim, I think the rhythm section was very strong. I think they were emphasizing some of those multicultural rhythms more emphatically on the earlier records. You know, there was a lot of Paul Simon art pop on top of these kind of, exotic grooves. And that was a good thing or a bad thing, depending on your point of view. There were some people who accused them of, you know, cultural appropriation, which, you know, had a certain amount of truck. You know, who are these Columbia University students playing these South African grooves? But, you know, as pure pop and check your brain at the door, listen to it as just a pure pop experience, I think they made some catchy songs. There are more catchy songs on this record, but you are right that it is more in one sort of area, more contemplative. There's sort of a countryish feel. He's mentioned Casey Musgraves as an influence, and there are three distinctively country-ish, not country, but country-ish songs. You know, Hold You Now.
Leaving now your wedding day, all calm and dressed in white. All I keep's the memory of one last crooked night.
Married in a Gold Rush, We Belong Together, another country vibe. What I found interesting is the number of guests on this record. You know, there's members of Beck's band, Dirty Projectors, Haim, Jenny Lewis. You know, it seems to be more of this project around the Ezra Koenig experience. You know, I'm not greatly disturbed by this record, nor am I greatly inspired by it. I think it's kind of like it's a pleasant pop record. I can understand why people like it. It's catchy. And certainly isn't going to disrupt anyone's day, but at the same time, I don't find it all that challenging.
My life is too short for pleasant, man. Yeah. That's one of those rock critic weasel words. The only one worse is interesting.
Well, but it's accurate. Unfortunately, it's accurate, and I think that's exactly the way I experience this record. Is it that, you know, I'm not offended by it. I'm just not moved by it either.
But enough of our pleasant opinions. We want to hear from you. What do you think of the new Vampire Weekend album? Call 888-859-1800 and leave us a message. Coming up, we'll talk to music journalist Rob Tannenbaum about band reunions. Are they worth it? That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Baby, I love you, but that's not